back to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Tuesday afternoon, cold, sunny. And I still say because it's sunny that there's just a better feeling out there. When I got up this morning, it was like 13 below, 12 below, something like that. And I know that's cold, but it wasn't windy. And now the sun is shining. So it just seems, because the sun is higher in the sky, it seems like spring isn't all that far away. I know that it is. Yes, yes, yes. But it just seems like it's not. And isn't perception reality sometimes? And who is this glasses half full kind of guy talking right now on the radio?
He's a newly anointed mall walker, I believe. Maybe where all your positivity is coming from.
Maybe it's the mall walking that has me. I'm hanging out with positive people walking in the mall. You never know. Our phone number is in this program, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. KFGO.studio at KFGO.com is our email, or you could text message us at 35270. We'll get back to the Santa Lucia topic here after our next guest. I've gotten a couple of messages from the writer of that story, Eric Burgess from the forum, and I'll read those on air when we get back to the topic. But he has some interesting things to say that add to the story, that add to the discussion. So we'll get back to that and read some text messages as well in a couple of minutes here. But until we get to that, I want to welcome into the program, I think for the second time on the Mike McFeely Show. I think we had Tony Garrigan during his previous run for city commission back in 2012. But Tony Garrigan is a young man from Fargo, North Dakota, who wants a seat on the city commission. And if I didn't know better, I'd say he's a very conservative guy, because he had a letter to the editor in the forum that is questioning what the role of government is in the city of Fargo. And he's questioning, hasn't city government gotten too big, and hasn't it gotten its fingers into too many things in Fargo? And that intrigued me. And so I called or contacted Tony Garrigan and said, Tony, could you come on my program today and talk about this? And he said, surely I will, Mike. And so I want to welcome to the program Tony Garrigan, to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Tony. How are you doing?
Hi there, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Yep, you bet. Thanks for coming on. You are actually out of town right now, I believe. So you're out traveling. And so I appreciate you finding some time and carving out some time for me in the program. Talk to me about the letter in the forum, Tony.
Sure.
I read it, and the headline says, time for city to redefine role of local government. And you question a lot of things that I think people like myself like and sometimes take for granted, such as city-provided parking ramps, such as Courts Plus, the city-owned gym in South Fargo, plus something that I support, the idea of an arts commission in Fargo. You're saying, why do we have this stuff, or why are we talking about this stuff in Fargo, Tony? Tell us about that.
Sure. You know, the goal of the op-ed was basically start a conversation about the role of government. So that's why I'm so happy to be on your show today, because we're already starting that conversation, whether we agree with each other or disagree. And I was trying to challenge people to decide if they believe that Fargo is spending money responsibly or not. So in the article I gave, like you said, three specific examples of where I believe our local government has gone too far outside of where they should be focusing. And like you said, the first thing I talked about was proposed publicly owned parking garages in downtown Fargo. The city wants to gamble about anywhere from tens up to including $100 million that if we build parking garages downtown, that business will expand in the area. And not only is that a gamble, it's also not the job of local government to provide private parking for private businesses. You know, what if Dwayne's Pizza on University Drive South demanded that the city give them a bigger parking lot so they could have more revenue? Well, I doubt that many people would support them in that. And further, if more parking downtown automatically meant more revenue downtown, then why haven't the business owners themselves already put these garages up like they should if they believe it does provide more revenue for them?
But don't cities, haven't they always provided parking, whether it's in the form of a ramp, whether it's in the form of a city street, whether it's in the form of a parking lot? There's all kinds of cities. In fact, everyone that I know that offers public parking, subsidized public parking, in an attempt to give people a place to park in their town,
sure.
Tony. Sure. And if you don't have that to provide free public parking, for an example, then where are people going to park and who's going to provide that service? It seems like a basic city service to me.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not. Not for a private business. So think of like Walmart. We don't pay for their parking. Any business that other than downtown, that I can think of. Yeah, sure. There's on-street parking. That's just, like you say, for people to park in, when they visit the area. But for business to demand that, people pay for their parking in anywhere else besides downtown, people would say, well, that's ridiculous. You should pay for it yourself. But for some reason, because it's downtown, you know, we give them, you know, some sort of special consideration for that. So, you know, like I said before, you know, we may disagree on that issue, but I certainly don't think that's the job of local government to provide that parking.
How about Courts Plus? That's something it's a city-owned gym on the south side.
Right.
You provide some numbers there saying that Courts Plus lost nearly $200,000 last year and is more than $3.15 million in debt. Courts Plus just did a renovation recently to kind of renovate the front of it. You don't believe that the city should be involved in recreation, Tony. Why not?
Sure. Well, I wouldn't say in recreation. I'd say in owning a gym. Courts Plus, like you said, is a gym in South Fargo. And in the op-ed, I asked if this was the job of local government to subsidize your workout, basically. And, of course, I say no to that. First off, there's no shortage of good and affordable gyms in the city of Fargo without the city providing one. And second, the city is using taxpayer dollars to compete directly with our neighbors. You know, the Courts Plus doesn't have to worry about making a profit, obviously. And other small local business owners that own gyms, per se, they do have to worry about that kind of thing. So whereas Courts Plus can take, you know, millions of taxpayer dollars and renovate the outside or the inside, and you know, they can lose money for years and years, they don't have to worry about shutting the doors because they can't make any money. I think that's a huge and unfair advantage for our neighbors.
So where does I'm sorry, Tony, go ahead.
No, I was just thinking back what you always said. Go ahead.
So where does that stop then? Because that's the conversation I always like to have with my conservative friends is they'll gripe about the city subsidizing this, the city subsidizing that. Well, then where does it stop? Because the city subsidizes all parks that have softball diamonds or hockey rinks or playground sets. It subsidizes golf courses. There's all kinds of things that the city puts its dollars toward, which in my view makes it a better place to live, and they provide a service. So are you saying that you're opposed to every publicly subsidized park or recreation facility, or just specifically Courts Plus, Tony?
Of course not. Now, part of this conversation about the role of city government is what they should and shouldn't provide. And they might, a baseline litmus test for me is, would we have it if the government didn't provide it? Okay, so a gym, yes, we would. Baseball diamonds and parks, but you know, Linwood Park. I think that's something that the government should be involved in. I wouldn't call it subsidizing those things. We pay for those as taxpayers, because most of us agree that we should have baseball diamonds and, you know, and parks, things like that. So I wouldn't lump all those things together, and I don't think it's fair to lump all those things together. And that's why a conversation such as what we're having is so important. We need to parcel these things out. This could be the role of government, and this probably shouldn't be. And for me, I guess a good clear line for me is having a gym that everyone pays for. And is competing directly with our neighbors, as I said before. That's really important to me, that the city is taking money from these families that live here in the city of Fargo.
How about the arts, Tony? Last item in the op-ed piece that you wrote, and well-written, by the way. I disagree with it heartily, but it's very well-written, and you make your points very strongly. When it comes to the arts, Tony, Fargo is in a position, I think, financially and culturally, that looking at arts and having an arts commission, which it's yet to be determined how much money will be spent, if any money will be spent, and things like that. I think this is an important step forward for our city, and if within reason, if it doesn't break the bank, if it's not going to cost us millions of dollars, I'm okay with it. Why should the city not be, in your view, involved in arts and an arts commission?
So just to make sure on that. What I wrote in the article was that the city is going to spend, you know, X amount of dollars, we don't know how much, on buying art, and they're also going to pay consultants to help them buy that art. Also in the op-ed, I said that most people believe that art adds value to the community, and I agree with that as well. I'm not arguing against art in the community. But what I am saying is that we should have a conversation about who should be paying for that art. I believe that charities and organizations, private donors and business owners can do a much better and more efficient job than the city of Fargo can. I don't think that it's the job of local government to take money from people and then tell them what is or is not art. But on a positive note, like I said in the op-ed, on a positive note, there are things that we can do as a community that cost little to nothing to the taxpayer. We can support art through organizing volunteers and networking, putting people together that want art and that want to pay for art and that want to donate art. So not only did I give reasons why we shouldn't be paying with taxpayer dollars, I also get offered a solution to how we can expand art in the community. I think that's very important. If you come up with something that's a problem, you should also come up with a solution.
So let me ask you three questions, Tony. Say you're elected as a city commissioner in the city of Fargo. Would you vote to give city funds, public dollars, for a parking ramp in downtown Fargo?
I would not.
What would you do as a city commissioner when it comes to Courts Plus? What would be your proposal to solve what you see as a Courts Plus problem?
unfortunately for me running as commissioner, there's not a lot I can do with that because it's a park board function. However, knowledge is power, right? So if I can get the word out that this is happening, I don't think people realize that Course Plus is so in debt and they lose so much money each year. I think most people believe that they make money. I thought they did for many years. So educating people on that fact would be important as commissioner.
Would you support the Arts Commission in Fargo as a city commissioner? Would you vote for that? Would you vote for public dollars going toward art in Fargo?
Let me answer that in two ways. One, I would not vote to spend taxpayer dollars. I would volunteer my personal time to help with that commission, connect people who want to buy art, who want to donate art, who want to donate their business wall, who want to do these things. I would donate my time to help promote art within our community.
Tony, do you think your message is going to catch on? When you ran in 2012, I think you got a little bit over 11% of the vote. You didn't win. Melissa Sobolik and Mike Williams won that year with, I believe, over 30% of the vote. Is your message resonating? How are you going to close that gap?
You know, I think that they, Pepcorn and two others there, they split about, you know, the larger portion there. So I got about half as many votes as the other people did. I was an unknown back then. It was my first time running. I was just me writing op-eds, going on the radio as much as possible, trying to get the word out. I think people recognize the name more. They recognize the brand a little bit more. And I think that most of the people I talk to agree with a large portion of my message. If, you know, not everyone agrees with everything, which I can't imagine they would. But, you know, I think that we have a good message. I'm hoping that people will contact me. Hopefully people will go to my Facebook wall and to my website at tonygarrett.com and let me know their thoughts.
All right. Tony, thank you. I'll have you back again. Okay, the election's not till June, so we have some time here, right?
Yes, sir, and I really appreciate you having me on the show
yep,
today.
You bet, Tony. Thank you. Stay safe. Tony Garrig, he is a Fargo City Commissioner, running for City Commissioner in the city of Fargo. You're